This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, hello, good morning, and happy weird short week, everyone.
It is weird, isn't it? Because it's like 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 2 days off. Weird.
And most of us, like, well, I shouldn't say most of us, but I know I'm certainly going to have a beer or two on Australia Day. So the last thing you want to do on Thursday is like, ugh.
Come back to work.
I really say too much in these podcast openers. Just really. If our bosses ever listen to this.
No, I don't think they do.
They don't care that much about us. That would explain the lackluster effort you're going to hear from me on Thursday, guys.
We're just setting it up for failure.
Anyway, whatever you're doing, enjoy it. A huge Monday edition of the show. We kicked off Cliffo and Gabby's school delay giveaway and met an amazing little kid by the name of Eli, 9 years old.
He's very sweet but doesn't have very high opinions of us.
Nope, not at all. One for the fans of Napoleon Dynamite, cult classic film for Memory Monday. Maria from I'm a Celebrity, the latest ejectee from the show. So much coming up. Thank you for hitting download.
I have been complaining for quite some time of jaw pain, Cliffo. You've probably not noticed because when I complain, you tend to tune out.
Complain a lot of but, the time. In my defence, most of your talking
but we have
is
talked,
complaints.
We have talked about it before because your daughter also grinds her teeth. Like I do.
She stayed on the floor of our room on Saturday night, and I wake up at like 2, 3 a.m., and it's this awful kind of
grinding.
And we've spoken to the dentist about it.
Mm.
It's nothing too much to worry about, she said, but
it's a worrying thing. For me, it's only started in the last few years, and I get massive jaw pain and headaches because I clench and grind in my sleep. And I also have been to the dentist, and I have a splint that I'm meant to wear at night that's meant to stop it, but it feels like it makes it worse sometimes.
Well, the dentist said to us, don't worry about it now because Matilda's got a baby teeth or whatever.
But adult teeth.
If you're doing it with
you don't want to break them.
You need those chompers.
You do.
You don't want them blunt.
Yeah. But I feel like it's making it worse. Anyway, I've realised recently that I'm not just clenching and grinding. I am, in fact, a snapping turtle in my sleep. So in my sleep, I'm going and, like, chewing, but, like, really heavily. And it explains so much because I've woken up in the past after biting my tongue or biting the inside of my cheek. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And now I know why.
Oh,
I know. It sucks. But I'm going to talk to the dentist about it tomorrow. But the way that I found out that I'm a snapping turtle in my sleep is because I fell asleep the other night on Nev's chest, which is very rare for us. We don't often cuddle when we sleep. Like, we'll cuddle and then we separate to sleep because I find it weird and uncomfortable.
We'll do the Ross from Friends things, like cuddle for her, roll for you.
Yes, we do that too. But I must have been really tired because I fell asleep on Nev's bare chest and he woke me up. I'm like, why are you waking me up? Just roll me over. And he was like, no. I nearly lost a nipple. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, there's nippleless Nev. Gabby's been at him again.
Cliffo and Gabby's School Delay Giveaway. Brought to you by everyone's favourite virus, original brand COVID-19.
School is in session. So we already spun the wheel and mathematics is our subject today. And we want to give away a Smiggle voucher.
So every day for the next 2 weeks while school's delayed, we got $50 Smiggle vouchers. Every student who plays the game, who's part
plays
of
the
lesson,
quiz.
Has a crack at our pop quiz, is in the draw for a Nintendo Switch. 9-year-old Eli, what grade are you supposed to be starting today, Eli?
Four.
Grade four.
Grade four. And what's your favourite subject?
Technology and maths.
Maths. Oh, that's a good one.
Eli, 9-year-old Eli, is it true your favourite show on television is Married at First Sight?
No.
Producer Brooke, did you say that Eli watches maths?
No, he likes maths.
Oh, what? Brooke, did you say Eli likes maths or likes maths?
Mathematics
is
subject.
Okay, because I heard maths as in Married at First Sight. And I'm thinking, it's got to be past your bedtime, bruh.
No, mathematics is going to be far better for your future.
So, Eli, stay on maths and avoid maths at all costs, my friends. Are you ready to go with the pop quiz?
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right.
Good boy.
Okay. Deep breaths. All right, Eli, here's your first question. You might need to write this down. Oh, you really got to listen to this one. You ready?
Yep.
John's fruit bowl has only 6 apples in it. If he goes to the shop and buys 4 more apples, how many bananas does he have in his fruit bowl? He only has 6 apples in there. How many bananas does he have?
And he buys 4 more apples. So how
None.
Many
bananas? None! You're good on ya. That was a trick question there, Eli. Well done, well done. Good job.
I don't know if it's sad or not, but my mind was really clicking over there. Trying to get to the bottom of that one. Question number 2 for 9-year-old Eli for Cliff on Gabby's school delay giveaway. Eli, how do you spell boobs on a calculator? You can pass if you don't know. How do you spell boobs on a calculator?
5, 8, 0, 0, 8.
That's pretty
We'll
close.
Take it, because if you put close. That upside down, that boobs. Is boobs. Well done. Well done.
So that's even better. You've done the upside down version. We just wanted it straight up. Good boy.
I knew everyone would know that one. Question 3. How many corners does a circle have?
None.
You're a genius, Eli. You have well and truly earned your Smiggle voucher today.
That maths is your favourite subject and not maths, because you've done well, mate. 3 from 3. Well done. That $50 to spend at Smiggle, all yours. And, mate, how good would
Thank
the
you.
Nintendo Switch be, huh?
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
Very cool. You're in the draw for that one too, my friend.
Hey, how did we go as teachers?
Not very good.
Nah, I thought so. Thanks, Eli. At least he's honest, huh?
Efren Ramirez is an American actor best known for playing Pedro Sanchez in Napoleon Dynamite.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Make room on Zoom for our class president, Pedro.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Efren Ramirez joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
Efren, good morning. Welcome back to Australia. It turns out a place you've actually spent a bit of time, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to bring up my I should just go grab my picture of a wallaby and a koala, right? Cause, I mean, because I when people ask me, they go, besides LA where you live, like, what would be your dream place? And I would say it's got to be Australia.
Whereabouts in Australia? You got to pinpoint it.
I got to tell you because I did go snorkeling at the Great Barrier Reef, and I almost died.
Oh,
yeah, because they were. I was dating a girl at the time, and they said, you know, we went out to go snorkeling, and the guy said, don't go too far, mate, because there might be sharks. And I'm like, really? Nah. And mind you, I'm not that good of a swimmer, so I had a noodle. So we go further and further and further, and the girl I was with, she goes, shark. And I'm like, what? And I just see her bolt right toward the boat, and I'm thinking, like, I'm going to die. So
you are lucky to be alive. We have to talk to you while we've got you. We have to talk about Napoleon Dynamite. This movie is an absolute cult classic.
Yes.
And you played Pedro. You vote for Pedro. You were the Pedro.
Really?
He's holding up a doll on Zoom.
I don't recognize you at the moment because you're smiling so much, because Pedro was just deadpan and I've never seen your teeth. So this is really interesting.
I hope you like my teeth.
They're lovely.
What's some of the memories you have from filming that movie?
Well, at first I thought I was, you know, when I did Napoleon Dynamite, I was scared, actually, because I wasn't, you really trained to be a serious actor, and you do heavy dramas. And I got to say that Jonathan Gryce, who played Uncle Rico, another trained actor, you know, I showed him my notes, and he said, yeah, trust it, and this is what you want to do. And the rest was history. It's like, you know, you do your job, and you do the best that you can, and you hope that there's going to be an audience that can resonate with the story and the characters.
Well, it clearly did that, because it's like the film has moved into the cult classic kind of realm of films.
Definitely.
And like You played, as you've just sort of described there, Pedro Sanchez, who was running for class president. The quote, the line, vote for Pedro. It's gone on to transcend. I would say vote for Pedro is bigger than the film itself. It's its own brand. It's transcended the film. How did that happen in your mind?
I think it's, in some ways, for me, on a social level with the world today, or even as the film came out, it truly is all about hope. You know,
right.
You see all these characters, how different they are, and they all have their own dreams. One of my professors, her name is Lisa Robertson, and she's actually from Australia.
Yay.
You know, she teaches in Sydney, you know. She teaches us about the dream of life of a character. And for Pedro Sanchez, his dream of life was to do something different in his life, to make something different, to make a change. So he led with hope.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's such a quotable movie too. Everyone goes around quoting Napoleon Dynamite all the time. The one that resonates with me most is because someone used it as a pickup line on me once. It's the, I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could totally be drinking whole if you wanted to. So that's when Napoleon's telling Deb that she can drink full fat milk because she's not fat. It's hilarious, not great as a pickup line, but what is the most quotable quote that you remember from the film?
Your mom goes to college.
Efren Ramirez, an American US-based actor and DJ, toured Australia. We know him as Pedro Sanchez from Napoleon Dynamite. Thank you so much for taking a walk down memory lane this morning. Just great to have you on the air. Appreciate your time.
Of course. Australia, my love in here. In here, you guys.
You're
guys.
Wonderful. Efren, thank you so much. Alpha Bucks. It's a short week for Alpha Bucks. We're not playing on Australia Day, which is kind of un-Australian, but I'm going to be sleeping in, which is Australian. So only 4 shots to win this week.
Yes.
Monday's done, but we're playing again tomorrow, Tuesday morning, Gaz.
And we want to give you a step up. So here is an answer for tomorrow. It is... your favourite food?
Yeah.
Donuts.
Oh, donuts.
Well, all of our favourite food, let's be honest.
Life is donuts, my friend.
Oh, I should be a policeman.
Shouldn't we all? Donuts, a free answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning on HIT. Not how you want to start a weekend, how I did.
It's also not how you want to build a rapport with your neighbours.
With the new neighbours. Depends on the neighbour, Gabby.
I guess
maybe
you're
they
right.
Like what they saw.
I guess you're
probably
right.
Probably didn't. I was a hot, sweaty mess. But real long story short, I was doing the gardening.
Mm.
I had the new AirPod Pros in, which I got for Christmas. Great gift. But they've got noise cancelling, so they block out the sound of material ripping as you're bending over pruning.
And people yelling at you, cover up.
It was only when my wife picked up the kids, brought them home, and she's like, I can see you.
Hello, little Cliffo.
Hello, little guy. It's been a long time. How you doing? So 131060 is our phone number. And, yeah, I should say, too, I just was wearing board shorts because the plan was hop straight in the pool when you were a sweaty mess after the garden.
So no undies.
Oh, no, you don't wear undies under your board shorts. That's not a thing. So anyway, that's what happened to me. You famously told the story about
the
your
image.
Lefty
yes.
popping out.
I was at the beach. A wave took my swimmers down on one side, and I walked out of the ocean not realizing that lefty was on display.
Classic. And I like how whenever you tell that story, you're like, oh, it was just lefty.
It was only the left.
Like that saves you?
It does. If it was both, it's way too much.
Right. 131060 is the phone number. Ryan's here. Ryan, brother, when did you let it all hang out?
So back in the days of Blockbuster and Civic Video and all that, one night was very tired and went out to the video shop wearing boxers and a T-shirt.
Didn't realize
the button on the boxers was undone when I walked in there. The lady behind the counter very politely said, just letting you know, you're presenting.
Nice way to put it.
Ryan, I can forgive you for doing the quick run to the video shop in the boxer shorts.
Nah.
No, I can forgive you for that. They would have seen that before, Gabby. It was very much a nighttime business. You've had your shower,
that
kind of thing.
I can't imagine going in the undies.
But Ryan, you have to check. You gotta double check, mate.
Absolutely. I do every time now.
Oh, still does it. I'm like, video shops aren't even a thing anymore.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
There's going to be an eviction every night this week from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Not just an eviction, a catapultation, because that's how they are.
Literally catapult them.
They literally catapulted out of the
amazing.
Jungle. Last night, Maria was the one who was evicted, and she joins us right now. Thanks for joining us, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
We are so good. How are you feeling after being catapulted out of the jungle?
Oh, look, the neck's a little bit sore, but as far as my emotions go, I'm good. I'm so grateful and happy and just feeling the love from everybody. So it's fantastic. It's really good.
I'm a firm believer that everyone should be ejected from every reality TV
like
show
that.
For the rest of time.
Oh, 100%.
From an ejection
I agree.
Seat.
I
don't even care if there's no water to catch them.
Should be catapulted.
Out of the Big Brother house, onto the concrete, catapult them out.
Straight onto the stage.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's it.
We do need to dive in with the juicy question I'm sure everyone's going to ask you, Maria, because when you did get evicted last night, you were asked about your relationship with Joey from Essex. You shared a little cuddle and a little kiss in the jungle, but then you said you were just friends and you were going to see how it went on the outside. So now you're on the outside. How's it going?
Well, you know, we're still bloody friends, but that's all it is. It's a good friendship, and we shared beautiful memories in there. He was with me, you know, pretty much the entire time bar day one. So he lives on the other side of the world, and sometimes, you know, like it is with life, sometimes things aren't meant to be long term, and they're just short, sweet, and fun. And aww. I'm just grateful to have shared it with him. He's a good man.
A jungle fling.
You know how you have like a summer romance? It was a jungle romance. That's what it was.
It was like Greece.
That's it.
But in the jungle.
Yeah, perfect. We also wanted to talk to you about how on the show you actually talked about being bi-curious. Here's a little grab of you talking about it in the jungle.
Growing up, I always thought like maybe I was a little bit bi-curious and I was like buried that side of myself. And I just want to break out of that.
So you've never actually said anything like this in your life to people, to the whole entire country now. How do you feel coming out in the jungle?
I feel like myself. That's the best way to describe it. I'd only ever come out to my brother and my ex and a couple of my girlfriends because they happened to see me hooking up with a lady at a party. So I kind of had to address it. But I will say it's liberating to be able to be yourself unapologetically.
Oh, we are so happy for you.
And it's so good to see you do it. I'm so open on such a public platform. Like, it's a great example you're setting. Yep. We've got to wrap it up because we're running out of time. But just quickly, are you going to be the next Bachelorette?
If the stars align, who knows what might happen?
Oh, my God, I would love it!
I'm going to take that as a she wants to be. Maria, we know you was a Miss Universe, and we've seen a whole other side of you on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It airs Sunday to Thursday at 7:30 on 10. Maria, big love. Thanks for your time.
So much love. Thank you, guys.
She's the woman answering all of life's tough questions. This is Ask Auntie Gabby on Hit.
I should check. Are you okay? This is a big one to throw at you, you know, first thing
Monday.
Early on a Monday morning. You need to be switched on you need to be sharp.
Yeah, you're right. But you know, parents don't have that luxury. Parents, when being asked 50,000 questions a day, are probably tired. They're probably exhausted from work and life.
Oh, my God.
And they've got to answer the questions anyway.
You have just won over the hearts of all Queensland parents with that sympathy. So this is where I take note of the hard-to-answer questions my kids ask.
Yes.
And I bring them to you. So here we go.
The one with all the answers. Here we go.
Ask Auntie Gabby. Why is ham and pineapple pizza called Hawaiian? Was it invented by the Hawaiians?
No, it's called Hawaiian because it tastes tropical with the pineapple.
Is that true?
I don't know.
This is why we do Ask Auntie Gabby, mate.
Sure.
Well, you win me over with these answers, so you're going to win the kids over. Question number two. Where is Australia?
In regards to...
No. That's
okay.
I'm not going to...
Sorry. Where
that's
is Australia?
That's what I was asked. I was asked three words. Where is Australia?
If you look at a map of the world, we're at the bottom. That's why we're called the land down under. There you go.
Question number three. Cows only eat grass.
Yeah.
So why isn't milk green? Bloody good question, isn't it?
That is a very good question.
Cows only eat grass, so why isn't milk green?
Milk is not produced from the things we eat. It's...
What do you reckon, producer Brooke? Will pull up stumps on that one.
Damn it! I was doing so well!
Oh, that was a good one.
That was bad.
I don't know how milk's produced.
Okay, you've got a chance to redeem yourself here because there's another cow question that was asked in the same conversation. Because this is what happens. Kids will ask you a tough question
they
about
get on
a particular
tangent.
Topic. Yeah, so question number four from the same conversation. When farmers are milking cows, how do they stop little bits of poo from getting into the milk?
Oh, no. The bits where you poo from and where the milk comes out, very different areas. So just
separated.
Like on Mummy, the milk comes in from the boobies and the poo comes from the bottom. Very different areas.
We don't need to bring Mummy's titties into this, Gabby. I don't know what door we're knocking on there. Right now on 13 10 60.
But did you die?
But
almost. We want to know about your brushes with death. Because one of my girlfriends on the weekend was out on the boat fishing. She went for a little swim. She was climbing back into the boat and got one of those Insta-worthy photos. But on the caption when she did post it, she said 1 minute after getting into the boat, a 2-meter shark swam exactly where I was standing.
I'll tell you what, she would have got a lot more clicks on her photo if she had have waited the extra 2 minutes. Because that...
That is crazy.
So nerve. Like, it just made me start sweating thinking about, you know, just 1 minute later and she could have
imagine looking at that water and going,
I was just there. I was just there.
Seconds ago and now there's a man-eating dinosaur swimming around where I was.
Just waiting for some foods.
No, thanks.
13, 10, 60 calls coming through. We've got a lady by the name of Shu on line one. Shu, near-death experiences, mate. What happened?
We were out at the reef, staying out at the reef, and we turned off the generators and woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and the boat was sinking.
Oh, my God.
So, go back a little bit. How long ago was this?
It was about 10 years ago.
Oh, my God. And okay, so you wake up and a boat...
Any reason for it sinking?
Sinking.
Apparently, a PVC pipe burst. And then all the water flooded, and then once the seawater came in, it was game over.
So what happened then?
I can't even imagine the panic.
No.
What happened?
Yeah. I just grabbed a dry bag, threw all phones and radios and EPIRBs in, and we ran up to the bow, and it was the highest point of the boat at that stage.
Yeah.
And then as it started rolling, the three of us jumped off.
It's very Titanic.
And then,
very Titanic.
Yeah, literally.
The only bit missing is the iceberg, which you probably won't hit in the reef. So how were you rescued?
Yeah. We had a tender off the back, so we swam to it.
Oh,
and then
oh,
it was just being pulled under as my ex cut the rope.
Yeah.
And then we all sat in the boat going, oh, my God, what just happened?
That is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Thank you, Shu. We have more coming through. 13, 10, 60. Colby's next. Colby. Near-death experiences, brushes with death, mate. What happened?
Well, we were, my brothers and I and a good mate of ours, we went through to a little creek. When we were going down there, we noticed something floating in the water. And it was actually a massive snake.
Oh.
Yeah, so we were freaking out a little bit. As we got closer, we'd actually realised a crocodile or something had bitten it clean in half. So we,
Oh, no!
Hold on.
This is Australia where everything wants to kill you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you think there's a snake that's going to kill you, then you realise something even bigger than a snake has already killed it.
Yeah. So we got out of that water quick smart and we were, we didn't look back. I think we all kind of just ran as fast as we could.
You would have looked like Jesus Christ himself
running
across
on water.
The top of the water.
almost.
I am boosted. I'm pretty excited about the fact that yesterday I got my booster shot, my third injection. I was considering getting it before I flew down south over the holidays to New South Wales, but I didn't want to get it and then get a fever or something and be on the plane sick because then they wouldn't let me in.
Good point. We should say too, today, Monday the 24th of January, you can now in Queensland officially get the booster. 3 months on from your second dose.
Yes.
So it's the last week of January now, so it pretty much means anyone who got their last shot in October.
October.
So if you got your shot in October,
yeah,
pretty much that's everyone, because like I say, we're the last week of January now.
Yeah.
You can go for your booster.
Yeah. Well, it was 4 months up until that point, and so that's why I was a little on the delayed side. But we went yesterday to get it done, and I've had like a bit of an arm ache. Oh, didn't sleep very well, because under my arm where the lymph nodes are working overtime to create the antibodies, it was a bit achy, but
you've
always
with
still
each
better.
Was it the second one or the first one? I can't remember.
Second
but
one.
You're like, oh, it's like someone's punched me in the arm. It's like a dead arm.
It's more under my arm though. This is where they say you get a bigger boob, because your lymph nodes swell and it can make your boob increase in size. Haven't seen that.
I've
effect.
Been having the vaccine for the last 20 years.
That's
how you explain these moves.
But anyway, the little ache for one night is better than getting the full effects of COVID. So I'm happy to take that on the chin.
Even with this Omicron.
Yeah.
Like, people are knocked out.
And even with the three doses, like, they can still get very, very unwell. So imagine what it'd be like without the vaccine. Yeah. Oh, no, thank
Shocking.
You. But when I went yesterday, it's really cool, because now that kids are allowed to get vaccinated, now they're included in the rollout, there's a lot of different bits and pieces to entertain the kids at the walk-in clinic.
Mm.
So when I go in there, there's like, you know, pictures of Disney characters on the nurse's walls, I guess, to distract the kids while they're getting the needle. And then you've got to wait 15 minutes before you're allowed to leave to make sure you've got no ill effect. And there's all these like Instagram backgrounds where you can be...
Yeah, where you poke your little head through.
You can poke your head through and it says, to immunity and beyond. And
I'm a vaccinated superhero.
Yes. And I was so excited. I'm like, I need to get photos for Instagram. I need to do this. And poor fiance Nev was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. So I'm sitting there and there was a Mario one where it's like, I leveled up and you pretend to be Mario. So I was doing that on my knees because I'm not the size of a child. Yeah. So I had to get down. And Nev's like, can you hurry up? There's actual children.
There's children waiting. Gabby's pushing him out of the way. Get out of the way, kids!
Watch out!
Auntie Gabby's coming through! The Hit Breakfast Show!